Saudi Arabic Head Start Program, Module 8, Side 1, Lesson 1. Conversation Drills. Listen to the conversation.
إيش تسمي هذا؟
هذه غطرة.
بكم الغطرة؟
هذه غطرة حرير بعشرين ريال.
هذه غالية.
هذه غطرة قطن أرخص.
بكم هذه؟
بخمستاشر ريال.
زين أخذها.
مبروك عليك.
Listen to Major Adams asking him about the Arabic name for an item.
إيش تسمي هذا؟
It means, what do you call this? You already know the question word إيش meaning what, and also the last word هذا meaning this. The new word in this question means, do you call? Listen.
تسمي تسمي تسمي
Repeat it, and make sure to double the M sound.
تسمي تسمي تسمي
Now listen to the question again.
إيش تسمي هذا؟ إيش تسمي هذا؟ إيش تسمي هذا؟
Repeat.
إيش تسمي هذا؟ إيش تسمي هذا؟ إيش تسمي هذا؟
The shopkeeper answers by saying
هذه غطرة
which means this is a غطرة. As you may know, the Saudi national headgear consists of two parts, a headcloth and a headband which holds the headcloth in place. The headcloth is called
غطرة
and the headband is called
عقال.
Listen to the word for the headcloth.
غطرة غطرة غطرة
As you noticed, the word غطرة ends in the sound A. This means it is a feminine word, so it takes the feminine form of the word this, هذه. Listen to the shopkeeper's answer again.
هذه غطرة هذه غطرة هذه غطرة
Repeat it after the speaker.
هذه غطرة هذه غطرة هذه غطرة
Now if you want to say the headcloth, you should add il to the word غطرة. Listen and repeat.
الغطرة الغطرة الغطرة
Now listen to the word for the headband.
عقال عقال عقال
Repeat it.
عقال عقال عقال
This is a headband would be
هذا عقال
Notice that the word عقال is masculine, and we use هذا before it. Listen to it again, and repeat.
هذا عقال هذا عقال
How would you ask, is this a headband?
هذا عقال
Repeat it.
هذا عقال هذا عقال هذا عقال
Major Adams wants to buy the headcloth, so he asks about the price. Listen to this question.
بكم الغطرة؟
It means, how much is the headcloth? Listen to it again.
بكم الغطرة؟
The first word,
بكم,
how much, is always used when you ask about the price of an item. Listen to it and repeat it.
بكم, بكم, بكم.
Now repeat the question meaning, how much is the headcloth?
بكم الغطرة؟ بكم الغطرة؟ بكم الغطرة؟
The shopkeeper says,
هذه غطرة حرير بعشرين ريال.
Meaning, this is a silk headcloth for 20 reals. Let's break it up into two parts. First,
هذه غطرة حرير
means this is a silk headcloth. The word
حرير
means silk. It starts with the sound ha. Listen.
حرير حرير حرير.
Repeat it.
حرير حرير حرير.
Listen again to the sentence, this is a silk headcloth.
هذه غطرة حرير. هذه غطرة حرير. هذه غطرة حرير.
Notice that in Arabic, the word for silk comes after the word غطرة, meaning headcloth, and not before it as in English. Repeat after the speaker.
هذه غطرة حرير. هذه غطرة حرير. هذه غطرة حرير.
Now listen to the words meaning for 20 reals.
بعشرين ريال.
You have already learned the words
عشرين ريال
meaning 20 reals. But in this sentence, the word for 20 begins with bi, meaning four. Listen to for 20 reals again.
بعشرين ريال. بعشرين ريال.
Now repeat it.
بعشرين ريال. بعشرين ريال. بعشرين ريال.
Listen to the entire sentence with a pause between the two parts and repeat each part after the speaker.
هذه غطرة حرير. بعشرين ريال. هذه غطرة حرير. بعشرين ريال. هذه غطرة حرير. بعشرين ريال.
All right, let's assume you want to buy tea and you want to ask the shopkeeper about the price. What would you say? You should say,
بكم الشاهي.
Listen again to the question meaning how much is the tea?
بكم الشاهي. بكم الشاهي.
Repeat it.
بكم الشاهي. بكم الشاهي. بكم الشاهي.
Do you remember the different meanings of the word
ساعة?
It means o'clock, hour, time, clock, and watch. We will use it here to mean watch. Now let's assume that you are shopping for a watch, and you see a nice watch in a store window. Ask the Saudi shopkeeper about the price of that watch. You should say,
بكم هذه الساعة؟
Listen to it again.
بكم هذه الساعة؟ بكم هذه الساعة؟
Now repeat it.
بكم هذه الساعة؟ بكم هذه الساعة؟ بكم هذه الساعة؟
Let's go back to the conversation. Major Adams finds 20 reals too much to pay for a headcloth. Listen to his response.
هذه غالية.
It means, this is expensive. Listen to the new word meaning expensive.
غالية. غالية. غالية.
Repeat it.
غالية. غالية. غالية.
Repeat the whole sentence, this is expensive.
هذه غالية. هذه غالية. هذه غالية.
How do you say the headcloth is expensive? You should say
الغطرة غالية.
Repeat after the speaker.
الغطرة غالية. الغطرة غالية. الغطرة غالية.
Do you remember the word for the car? It is
السيارة.
How do you say the car is expensive?
السيارة غالية.
Repeat it.
السيارة غالية. السيارة غالية. السيارة غالية.
If you want to say the watch is expensive, what would you say?
الساعة غالية.
Listen to it again.
الساعة غالية.
Now repeat it.
الساعة غالية. الساعة غالية. الساعة غالية.
Notice that the words الساعة, السيارة, and الغطرة all end with the sound ah, and all are feminine. Therefore, the word غالية for expensive also ends with ah. But if you use the word for expensive after a masculine noun, such as مطعم, meaning restaurant, then you must use the masculine form for expensive, which is
غالي.
Listen.
غالي. غالي.
Repeat.
غالي. غالي. غالي.
Now try to say, this is an expensive restaurant.
هذا مطعم غالي.
Listen to it again.
هذا مطعم غالي. هذا مطعم غالي.
Repeat.
هذا مطعم غالي. هذا مطعم غالي. هذا مطعم غالي.
Do you remember the word for hotel? It is
فندق.
Now try to say, this is an expensive hotel. You should say
هذا فندق غالي.
Listen to it again.
هذا فندق غالي.
Repeat.
هذا فندق غالي. هذا فندق غالي. هذا فندق غالي.
Now the shopkeeper is offering Major Adams a cotton headcloth. Listen to this sentence.
هذه غطرة قطن أرخص.
It means, this is a cotton headcloth, cheaper. Let's break it up into two parts. Listen to how the shopkeeper says, this is a cotton headcloth.
هذه غطرة قطن.
Now listen to the word for cotton.
قطن. قطن. قطن.
Repeat it.
قطن. قطن. قطن.
Now repeat the phrase, this is a cotton headcloth. And remember that the word for cotton comes after the word headcloth. Listen again to, this is a cotton headcloth.
هذه غطرة قطن. هذه غطرة قطن.
Repeat it.
هذه غطرة قطن. هذه غطرة قطن. هذه غطرة قطن.
Listen to the word for cheaper.
أرخص. أرخص. أرخص.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أرخص. أرخص. أرخص.
Now repeat, this is a cotton headcloth, cheaper.
هذه غطرة قطن أرخص. هذه غطرة قطن أرخص. هذه غطرة قطن أرخص.
Do you remember the meaning of the following?
هذه غطرة حرير بعشرين ريال.
It is, this is a silk headcloth for 20 reals. All right, let's assume you want a silk headcloth. Tell that to the shopkeeper. You should say,
أبغي غطرة حرير.
Repeat it.
أبغي غطرة حرير. أبغي غطرة حرير. أبغي غطرة حرير.
Now say, I want a cotton headcloth. It is.
أبغي غطرة قطن.
Repeat it.
أبغي غطرة قطن. أبغي غطرة قطن.
Major Adams says to the shopkeeper,
بكم هذه؟
Which means, how much is this? Listen.
بكم هذه؟ بكم هذه؟ بكم هذه؟
Repeat.
بكم هذه؟ بكم هذه؟ بكم هذه؟
The shopkeeper answers Major Adams's question by saying,
بخمستاش ريال.
Which means, for 15 reals. You know the word for 15. It is,
خمستاش.
Listen to it again.
خمستاش. خمستاش.
Repeat it.
خمستاش. خمستاش. خمستاش.
Now you will add the sound B, meaning four, to the word خمستاش, and then say ريال. Listen to for 15 reals.
بخمستاش ريال. بخمستاش ريال. بخمستاش ريال.
Repeat it.
بخمستاش ريال. بخمستاش ريال. بخمستاش ريال.
Major Adams finds the price of the cotton headcloth to be reasonable, so he says, "Okay, I'll take it." Listen to it.
زين أخذها.
You know the word for okay. Repeat it.
زين. زين. زين.
The second word,
أخذها,
is composed of two parts. The first part is I'll take. Listen to it.
آخذ آخذ آخذ.
Repeat it.
آخذ 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 آخذ.
The second part is the word
ها,
which means it and refers to the feminine word غطرة. Now listen to I'll take it.
آخذها آخذها آخذها.
Repeat it.
آخذها آخذها آخذها.
Now say, okay, I'll take it. First listen.
زين آخذها زين آخذها زين أخذها.
Now repeat.
زين أخذها زين أخذها زين أخذها.
Let's assume you want to say I'll take it, referring to a masculine word. Then you should say
أخذه.
Listen to it again.
أخذه آخذه.
Repeat it.
آخذه آخذه آخذه.
All right, you decide to buy a headband. Tell the shopkeeper, okay, I'll take it. You should say
زين آخذه.
Listen to it again.
زين أخذه. زين أخذه.
Repeat it.
زين أخذه. زين أخذه. زين أخذه.
The shopkeeper concludes by saying,
مبروك عليك,
which means, may it be blessed upon you. It corresponds to our, I hope you like it. Mabruk alayk is a common expression which you also can use to compliment someone on some new article of clothing he is wearing. Listen to the first word alone, which means blessed or may it be blessed.
Mabruk. Mabruk. Mabruk.
Repeat it.
مبروك مبروك مبروك.
Now listen to the word meaning upon you.
عليك عليك عليك.
Repeat.
عليك عليك عليك.
Now repeat the complete phrase, which means, may it be blessed upon you.
مبروك عليك. مبروك عليك. مبروك عليك.
Let's review what you have just learned in this conversation. Listen to the following sentences and translate them into English.
إيش تسمي هذا؟
What do you call this?
هذه غطرة حرير.
This is a silk headcloth.
هذا عقال.
This is a headband. Now ask a shopkeeper the name of an item which you are not familiar with.
إيش تسمي هذا؟
Ask the shopkeeper about the price of the headcloth.
بكم الغطرة؟
Ask about the price of the headband.
بكم العقال؟
Listen to the following and translate it into English.
هذه غطرة غالية.
This is an expensive headcloth.
هذه غطرة بعشرين ريال.
This is a headcloth for 20 reals.
هذا عقال غالي.
This is an expensive headband.
هذا العقال أرخص.
This headband is cheaper. Now, assuming that I am the storekeeper, tell me, this is an expensive headband.
هذا عقال غالي.
You like a headcloth. Say, okay, I'll take it.
زين أخذها.